For Lisa Murray, it's helpful to remember God's unfailing love for her in the midst of life's trials. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, Lisa describes what this perspective looks like for her.
I think the most beautiful part of the journey is that no matter where we come from, no matter what trauma we have experienced, no matter what name we call our brokenness, God loves us right in the middle of it, and He wants to heal us right in the middle of it. And it starts by coming face to face with it. And I think, honestly, that's more than 50% of the battle, especially in the church, because there is such a pressure to have it together, to not reveal our broken parts or our weaker parts.
And Lisa says, acknowledging these areas in her life and looking to God for hope and healing has been a turning point.
When we allow ourselves to just get real and come face to face and be able to just speak it and acknowledge it, powerful things start to happen. Then we can invite God into those broken places. We can allow Him to heal those. We can dig deep and understand them. And we are not always living life running away from them, trying to distract ourselves, numb ourselves from the pain that we're carrying around with us. He knows it. He's known it all along. When we become aware of it, what do we do with it? Do we keep running, or do we come to Him? And do we invite Him into that place so that He can heal us?
God can use you for His glory when you acknowledge His power and goodness in your life. You want to hear more encouraging stories? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.